It's Midnight Mondo, starring the Ogden Etzel. I'm your host, Otis 12, along with a man unto himself,
Diver Dan Doomy.
Hey, what's on Midnight Mondo tonight, Diver Dan?
Well, Otis 12, the entire population of Ostrich, Illinois offers a virgin sacrifice to Boulder Dam tonight on Midnight Mondo.
Also, we will reveal Sean Cassidy's true gender right here on the radio waves. What else, Diver Dan?
Also, an army of thought-controlled Big Macs takes on the Rolling Stones in Battle of the Hamburgers and Bands.
All right. And another Midnight Mondo contest starts right here tonight. Anyone who can supply actual photographic evidence of a meat truck delivering said meat to a McDonald's will receive the deed to the continent of Australia, courtesy Midnight Mondo. Right, Diver Dan?
That's right. Hey, by the way, Ogden Etzel is here, courtesy of the guy who held the door open.
It wasn't me.
The Capitol bails out of a rogue vibrator later, thus distracting Teddy Kennedy, who fails to heed the warning of an alien being and prepares to meet Captain Nemo, who has circumnavigated the tunnels of Island 83 near a mysterious pyramid. Meanwhile, Einstein advertises.
What's he doing?
Equals NLP. Today I might be a
man. Folks, there's a new sport that's sweeping America, and that's the sport of naysaying. So we're talking to the star of the newly formed L.A. Naysayers, Mr. Ixnay Nagito.
No, you weren't. You were talking to them, not me.
And you can see why Ixnay's one of the most competitive naysayers on the American team.
I am not.
Great form. How long have you been a naysayer?
I haven't been one for 2 years.
And what do you like most about naysaying as a sport?
Nothing.
Is it the physical contact?
No.
The subtle strategy?
No.
The team spirit?
No.
But do you think naysayers' chances of becoming the next great TV spectator sport will be affected by the new international rules changes?
Nine nada niet.
Oh, the mark of a true champion. Say, can you give some pointers to the kids out there to help them improve their game?
Not on your life.
Thanks, champ.
Don't mention it.
Okay. Well, will you get any big money offers to endorse sponsors' products this year?
I doubt it.
Well, what are you going to do after retirement from naysayers?
Nothing.
Well, isn't it hard on you to always be so negative?
No, it simplifies all the decisions in life. For example, I have no trouble with salesmen.
Fantastic. I have just one more question.
No, you don't.
You won't answer just one more?
No.
Champ, just
now
one.
Forget it, man.
Please?
Down.
Champ? Boy, the mark of a true champion. There'll never be another one like him.
Oh, yes, there will.
Stay tuned for Midnight Mondo. And now more Midnight Mondo. Hey, stay tuned for Midnight Mondo. I'm going to kick your face in.
Now some more of the Midnight Mondo. 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 Now some more of the Midnight Mondo.
Hi, old geezer. What's new with you?
Well, little towhead, you know, about 2 weeks ago, one of them Soviet satellites crashed into my field down south of Water Tank.
Gosh.
Yeah, a couple of my prize heifers gobbled up some of that stray plutonium. They died right quick, but the funny thing is, they didn't decay or nothing.
Gosh.
Yes, it's real strange. They're still out there, sort of stiff and gray and bristly-like. They kind of glow at night, but it's not like a 100-watt bulb nor a flashlight or anything. It's sort of like the bottom of a soggy log. I've took to calling them my zombie cows.
Gosh!
And my daughter's taken to worshiping them zombie cows. She was always sort of religious to begin with. Well, anyway, she sneaks out there at night, kneels down, and sacrifices pantyhose on a makeshift altar. Ma's been mumbling about them cows, too. She cries a lot in her sleep. I don't quite know what to do. They're both out there right now singing strange hymns to the steers and sort of dancing around.
Well, gee, old geezer, what are you going to do?
Well, buckaroo, I guess I should have buried him while I had the chance, but now with Ma and Sis acting up, I'm just plumb stumped. And of course, they do make a nice nightlight for the rest of the herd. Yeah, I guess I'll wait till next winter and see what the snow does to them. I suppose I could set up a few billboards and make them into a roadside attraction.
And have Ma and Sis be the high priestesses and sell glow-in-the-dark dashboard zombie cows.
Thou shalt not worship false gods, Buckaroo. You're treading on shallow ground there, you know.
Well, but think of your tax-exempt religious status.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. When in doubt, read the Bible, but check with your lawyers first.
August 28th, 7:92 a.m. I'm walking the flat beat with a flat foot. Suddenly there's a strange character rowing down 34th Street.
Well, I come rowing down the street.
Hey, buddy.
Yep.
You know anything about this 422 committed just up the block about 10 minutes ago?
Look, I forgot to put on one of my shoes.
Watch yourself, buddy. Anything you say will be used against you.
422? What's a 422?
I don't like to do this, but I gotta inform you of your rights.
What's that?
If my instincts were permitted to go, I'd slap you around a block.
Oh, I wish you would. I'm a bad person.
Come on. I'm taking you downtown in this helicopter. Wait a minute. We are downtown. I'm taking you to the suburbs in this helicopter.
I love helicopter rides.
Yeah, come here, man.
Is this the Midnight Mondo cast?
Hey, you bet. You know any other bunch in town keeps their thumbs in electrical sockets, man? Hey, this is Midnight Mondo.
To the home of Newt and Ponch, two retired wheel inventors and bathtub impersonators, for another episode of What's On?
Hey, Ponch, we got any of that linoleum jelly anywhere?
You mean petroleum jelly, Newt?
Yeah, you know, anything I can put under these here pancakes, keep them from sticking to the frying pan, you know?
What pan, Newt? We don't have a pan.
Well, sure we do. Just look here at this blackish thing.
That's the oil pan of the car, you dirty.
Well, now listen, now the pancakes probably won't stick. This is 10W-40 all-weather oil. They'll handle that.
Pancakes won't stick. No, forget the pancakes. Where'd you get that oil pan?
Well, it was in the ditch there, right next to the radiator.
Next to the radiator?
That's right. It was, you know, right on top of the carburetor.
Right on top of the carburetor? What happened, Newt? Vandals?
Oh, no, it was two-toned.
Oh.
Anyway, what's on there?
What's on? It was vandals. No, it was
two-toned. Is there anything on the tube there, Paul?
I'm looking.
Well, look, will you? Because I can't live without the tube, you know?
Shut up, Newt!
All right. You know, I'm just a narcotics addict, and I get into the tube, you know? And
I got the TV listings right here.
What's on?
Let's see. Battleship Milky Way, Sunburn and Captain Beano. Are you listening? And Captain Beano are captured by the evil Garvons. But Apollo and Neptune and Achilles and Prometheus and Doc and Grumpy rescue them by bribing the Darvons with Lorne Greene's Bonanza residuals.
No, that kind of hits close to home, if you know what I mean. I can't take that stuff since
I knew
the war
it would.
And everything.
Let me see what else you got.
Anything else on?
Yeah, wait a minute.
Come on, what's on?
Charlie's Amputees.
Ooh, boy, I love them three-arm sweaters. What's on there?
Three tragically flawed female detectives uncover corruption in the mafia.
Ooh, well, that don't sound too good to me. I just can't get in it. You know, I'm just going to play with the kitty cat, I think. Here,
kitty. What are you saying, Newt? That ain't no kitty cat.
Sure is. It's a kitty cat.
It's a boa constrictor, Newt.
Look at the way it's wrapped around my
boa constrictor out of here.
You don't know what you're talking about, Punch. Leave me alone.
Oh, all right. It's a kitty cat.
Nice kitty.
Well, I'm going to go derail a train.
I'll see you, Punch. Nice kitty. Play with the string. It's really nice, kitty. Oh, boy, you're just such a pretty cat. I love you.
You should have seen the train, Punch.
Newt and Punch will be back next week for more of What's On? Meanwhile, this word from the Safety Council. If you drink, don't sit down. If you must sit down, don't drink.
It was the first time I ever saw you. It was going 4,500 miles an hour. I flipped it right off them tracks. It's right next to the carburetor.
that thing, baby. Eat that thing. All right.
Gee, Mr. Otis, I got a pimple on my tongue.
Oh, that's okay, baby. Don't sweat that pimple, because if you got pimples, that means you got hormones. And if you got hormones, that means you got sex. And if you got sex, that means you can find a girl. And if you can find a girl, that means you can buy a car. And if you can buy a car, that means you're an American boy.
Wow! Well, I'm going to go right out and find a girl and have sex and buy a car and be an American.
Next week on Midnight Mondo, a look at how Elvis is finally licking his weight problem. This is Midnight Mondo.
This is American Top 4. We'll be right back with a group that just 8 months ago were cannibals in Milwaukee after this word from the job line.
The Krupp Tool and Die Company near the hospital has an opening for an industrial metal trainee. The hours are 7 to 7, 7 days a week. The trainee will be expected to remove semi-molten radioactive bars from a nuclear fusion furnace with his bare, blistered hands. And then, holding the bars in his teeth, shape them under a 16-ton hydraulic press. The medical benefits include only maternity coverage, and there is little chance the trainee would stay at this level. Pay is 16 cents a ton.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt.
The number one spot on American Top 4 this week belongs to a group who just 8 months ago were mercenaries in Rhodesia. When their gunboat was blown out of the Ikonada River near Jerkalapia, they landed in Ceylon, where a Brahmin record producer gave them a guitar and recorded this hit. It's Linoleum Avalanche with I Drive Down the Street in My Car and Scream at the Top of My Lungs.
Hi, now we're going to do an old Appalachian folk song from Appalachia. While driving down the street in my car, I scream at the top of my lungs, and when I do, it sounds like this. While driving down the street in my car, I scream at the top of my lungs, but when I roll up the window, it sounds like this. Thank you very much.
Hey, this is Otis 12. I don't know how you're doing, but I'm down here in Hawaii with all the crazy Holly boys. We're
Don
having
Ho.
A good
Don
time.
Ho.
Hey, Dono, right next
Don
to me
Ho.
On the beach here.
Ho.
And this is Midnight Mondo. Ho!
Ho!
Hi, this is Otis 12 of Midnight Mondo. We've taken a little criticism on the show here for poor taste. I'm just sitting here in my office right now thinking about that with a script from last week and, well, making proper use of it, and we will try to improve the taste level on the show.
Good evening, this is Otis 12 at the Fort Hemophilia Speedway just south of the nuclear crater here in Fort Hemophilia, Iowa, where it's time for the Human Sacrifice 400. We take you now to Gabby Grabbergear out in the South Strait. Tell you what's going to go on tonight. Take it away, Gabby.
Thank you, Otis. What an exciting race we have tonight. These drivers have nothing but trouble ahead. As they come out of turn one, they will come face to face with 85 gagged and bound high school cheerleaders in Angora sweaters, strung across the track with their charm bracelets entwined, into the back straightaway, where 672 insomniacs are staked to the track like the pieces of meat they are in down-filled sleeping bags. Then into the home stretch, it promises some real excitement with 63 small dogs chained to their elderly owners. Now back to you, Otis Hall.
Thank you very much, Gab. It should be quite an exciting race. And now, back to Midnight Mondo Control.
Well, all right, then.
Well, looks like another curtain's fallen on another edition of Midnight Mondo starring the Ogden Apsel. I'm Otis 12.
I'm Diver Dan.
Hey, Diver Dan, I've had just a super, 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 super time here tonight.
Oh, it's been kind of a downer for me, Otis, but I'm really looking forward to next week.
That's right. Next week, we're going to have Onan the Barbarian practicing his little craft right here on the airwaves.
Onan, next week, not now.
What else coming up?
Hey, celebrity cliff diving next week.
Oh, that should be very exciting. I love that. Who is it? Rod Stewart versus...
Brooke Shields. From Acapulco, South Dakota.
That's right. It's going to be great. Hey, Happy Jack's out in the parking lot and warming up the helicopter. We're going to practice our instrument landings right over your metropolitan area, so hang in until next midnight.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Gene Simmons of KISS still in the refrigerator after 2 weeks. His cranial area still saturated with oxygen. All right.
Hey, I'm walking on my hair right out of here now.
If it isn't love, then you're a vision, and this is nothing but a dream. So happy.